Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
As for the New York Jets, just looking this up, BT, in 1, 2, 3 years with the Jets, Joe Flacco won, I believe if my math is correct, let's see, carry this over, 3 years, he won one game with the New York Jets in 3 years.
And by the way, not only did he really not win, if I have this right, I should have double-checked, I know you're going to start there, but with Flacco with the wins, his last game as a Jet, I believe, was down in Miami. And I remember, and it was a loss, and I remember really being bothered by that because Joe Flacco's kids were wearing Dolphin jerseys on the field.
I heard Jerry mention that today. I don't remember
that. Oh, did he mention that?
I heard him mention that. I kind of caught it in the middle, but yes, now you're saying that. So Flacco, Joe Flacco beat the Packers with the Browns this year at age 40, and then he beats the Steelers last night with the Bengals in his second week with the team, and not to mention that you have Aaron Rodgers, who's lighting the league up, throwing the touchdown passes left and right. The problem's the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't want to hear. I was arguing with somebody yesterday about it.
What the hell is there to argue?
Well,
what was their pushback?
Well, I'm not going to get into the whole details. I can say a little bit off the air. It wasn't a big deal, but just, like, my thing is, it's not... There's a thought, and we've had this argument about Aaron Glenn. A lot of people are upset about Aaron Glenn. Here's Glenn's problem. You know what Glenn's problem is?
He coaches the Jets.
It's the
Yes, I do.
Yes, that is one. Glenn has the Mangini syndrome. He, like, Mangini was the Belichick disciple, and he believed that that is the way that he's going to do things, hell or high water. That's how he treats people in the building. That's how he treats the reporter, everything. Like, mm-hmm. Mangini is Belichick or a Belichick disciple, and that's how he goes about things. The problem is he didn't have the winning or the cachet that Belichick did, so then that act wears thin immediately, especially in New York, and that's why he's out, okay? Aaron Glenn is Bill Parcells, and he believes in that way. So whether it's the way he's around the building, whatever it may be, he, in his mind, he saw Parcells have success. He knows it's not the right way to do it, so he's going to do that. The problem is, without the record or cachet to back it up, and you start 0-6, it's going to be a problem. You're going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, but that to me is the singular problem with Aaron Glenn. I believe he knows how to coach football, and I believe he'll be fine once he actually starts winning some win a game, get people off your back. But yeah, I think it's more about the Jets and their dysfunction as an organization than it is about the ineptitude of, in this particular case, Aaron Glenn.
They destroy young quarterbacks. They destroy old quarterbacks, or at least limit old quarterbacks like Flacco, like Rodgers. They destroy coaches like Todd Bowles and others. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot here. Listen, the Mangini-Belichick thing is interesting. Remember we had Tony Richardson in studio?
Yes, yeah.
And we were talking on and off the air, and I don't know if he said this on the air, but he talked about Mangini on the air, but this particular aspect, he said, this guy should still be coaching. And you and I both believe that about Mangini. I think his brain is very fertile, but, you know, he never really was himself, and he was trying to be somebody else, and that doesn't work. And Tony told us that he'd be walking in the hallway. I guess they were still in Hofstra at this point. Yeah, and Mangini would walk by, ignore him, put his head down. Like, you're a first or a second-year coach at that point, and you're walking past one of the best fullbacks in the history of football without even showing a modicum of respect? Like, that ain't working.
All right, so
now, Glenn's not doing that, though.
Do you know that?
I don't, but I believe strongly that Aaron Glenn is the kind of guy, now he's hard on the practice field.
He did it with Rodgers.
Yeah, I get it. He just didn't want him, though. I believe that the guys were in the, and that's another discussion, yeah, the wrong one, a wrong move, but I think the guys in the building and that he believes in and wants to cultivate this new Jet existence, I'm not saying he's walking by and giving him an absolute dap, but he's like, I could see Aaron Glenn being the, I could just hear it like, all right, young buck, let's go. Whether it's the weight room, whether it's on the practice field. Now, he's going to light into you. He's going to bring a little belt to S. But I do not believe he's pulling that Mangini stuff. And if he is, he better. There's no way he's doing that.
I think that it might be happening. Now, again, I don't know to what level, but I think that his demeanor can be potentially rubbing some people the wrong way. And I don't know about the exact stuff of the locker room, but, you know, you're hearing some rumblings about how he didn't go to Tyrod Taylor and some guys in the locker room were upset about that. Like, I would not have made the quarterback change. I'm on record as saying that. It seems the majority of people would have.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to get the sense, too, that Glenn's act, and I don't even want to say act because it's him being real, is wearing thin on some people, potentially some of the players as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, but I still think he's got to be himself. He just needs the win, which brings us to the game. Like, they've got to win this week. I don't want to hear the excuses.
They're not.
I think they are going to beat the Panthers.
Yeah, he said this. I don't think they're winning without Garrett Wilson.
I think they're winning.
How are they scoring?
They have to, they'll figure out. They got to run the football.
No, run the football. They score not briefly.
Brees Hall and Justin Fields running the football. Oh, that's how they got to do it. Run the football. Keep it away from the Panthers. Play some decent defense. Maybe the defense actually gets another turnover here. I think the Jets are winning this football game. I firmly believe that. We can get to the picks later on, but I think the Jets are going to win this football game and just calm everything down. They desperately need that to be the case, though, because otherwise I think it's going to get to a point where it's just going to continue. It's going to get so loud it might be impossible for Aaron Glenn to work his way out of it. I don't think he's getting fired, but I don't think he'll ever recover from that type of start.
And just to underscore the importance of winning the game, whether I think they will or don't, I hope they do, I just don't think that they will. It's not about, oh, wow, if the Jets could beat Carolina, well, then maybe they could strike. Although now suddenly the Bengals game looks a little tougher than it did maybe 2 weeks ago. But, oh, then maybe you beat the Bengals. No, the Jets are going nowhere this year. They're going to be picking top three in the draft. We all know that. But to your point, it's about quieting the noise.
Oh, God, they need a win.
It's about, yes, they do. It's about Aaron's messaging in the locker room resonating. Now, hey, you see what happens when we do this and that? We won. Back to the Taylor thing real quick, though. That's a football. If there are guys in the locker room, and I can see why there would be that want a Tyrod to get in there, maybe try to steal a game with a drive late, but that's a football thing. I think with Mangini and some others who don't connect to the soul of the locker room, I think that's a personality thing. I don't think Aaron's got any issue with person. You even hear, I heard Q coming in today. Jerry was playing the sound. He's like, yeah, we got to get one for AG, man.
Yeah.
Be nice to get AG his first win. Like, that tells me that they're connected to him from a personality point of view.
Well, he's definitely more relatable than Mangini was.
There's
that's what I'm questioning.
Mangini was like a robot, man.
Understood. But if you're walking around the building with the, let's just say, the know-it-all attitude of Parcells. When Parcells comes in, he does know it all because he's a Super Bowl champion.
But was he like that when he was on Sims early, like that first year when he had three wins? I don't know what the early version of, because
yeah,
I didn't watch
either.
That team. I don't know what the early version of Bill was.
But the way that I would say is the way that Mangini did it from being a Belichick disciple. Okay, you watched Bill do it all those years. Well, that's how I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that, and that can rub people the wrong way. And if Aaron Glenn is walking around like that when he's 0-6 and being, you know, like a know-it-all. Now, I do think he knows more than everybody else, so I'm okay with that. I don't think Glenn's the problem. I think it's everything else. If people are sensitive to his quote-unquote know-it-all attitude, I think it's on them. Same way that the same people were sensitive to Aaron Rodgers and his know-it-all attitude. I mean, goodness gracious, the guy won 4 MVPs and won a Super Bowl. What does he know? He's got to be the problem. That's kind of my point. Like, oh, it's Rodgers. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's got the wrong attitude. It's not us. It's Aaron Rodgers. Wrong. Oh, it must be Todd Bowles, or it must be Mangini, or it must be Sam Darnold, or Zach Wilson. Wrong.
Gino.
Like, go on and whoever. Salah. Like, it can't be all of them who, by the way, the majority of them go on to have some success.
They do.
Elsewhere.
Yeah, they do. You know what's funny, too? All the different, whether the coaches, the quarterbacks, the things we just ran through, most Jet cast-offs / failures that we just mentioned do very well elsewhere. You know who doesn't? The GMs. Idzik,
yeah.
Joe Douglas,
well, they hired bad GMs.
And that's really the origin. Yeah. And there's a couple of others. Obviously, we're just glossing over here. Tannenbaum got a shot with Miami, but because he actually did good things here and got to two championship games. But I think Aaron, I think the least for me, the least of my worries with Aaron Glenn I mean, literally dead last on the list, kind of like the Jets, the standings, yeah. is whether or not the guys still believe in him or feel him or a connectivity. It's the players. It's the other stuff. I think AG's fine in that locker room.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Bill is calling from Long Island about his Giants. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show.
Thanks.
You guys compliment each other really well. Three quick Giant points if we have time, a Jets point. One, I made up the saying the other day, a good quarterback elevates his side of the ball. A great quarterback elevates both sides of the ball. Do you agree with
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, I do. I do. Because okay. Your defense is on the field less. 100%. Yeah, there's a lot of, what's the word, like downstream residual advantages. Absolutely.
All right. You see the way that, when was the last time I saw a Giants defensive guy on the bench whipping up the crowd like they were in the last game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as opposed to Jets looking pistol whip when they walked off the field each week, right? The other point is, and I'm not comparing him to Aaron Rodgers, saying he is Aaron Rodgers, but does he remind you of a young Aaron Rodgers, Jackson Dart, with his scrambling ability and the touch that he has on the ball?
No, not at all. And thank you for the call, Bill. I don't, never once did I look at Jackson Dart and ever think Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers wasn't that run. Aaron Rodgers, I would argue, is the most skilled quarterback certainly that I've ever seen, and possibly of all time, with his ability to throw precision passes deep down the field, his quickness, escapability, mobility, ability to read the defense, not make mistakes. Like, Aaron Rodgers to me was the perfect complement. I would always say Manning to me was the best pure, like, quarterback reader of the defenses. Brady was the greatest winning quarterback that I've ever seen. Now, this is before Mahomes came on. Rodgers was the perfect storm of everything, a great competitor, all the talent in the world, a better athlete than those other two guys.
Uh-huh.
Now Mahomes maybe surpasses him in that regard because he just does things on the football field that are unseen and unheard of. But I don't see any, me personally, I don't see any Aaron Rodgers and Jackson Dart.
Think about a factory, right? And your whatever product is being built there. You've got the conveyor belt, right? Like, and when he went to the quarterback factory, he basically got everything.
Yeah.
He got the mind. He's got the zip. He's got the accuracy. He's got the athleticism. I remember saying years ago with Tiki what you just said. I believe he's the most talented quarterback that's ever walked the earth.
Right.
Now, others are more accomplished, other whatever. But think about Peyton Manning. Slow as
right,
hell.
Right.
And Peyton didn't have an electric arm. Now, his mind was like a Jedi. His placement was incredible. His ability to manipulate, phenomenal. But Peyton was not an amazing athlete. Same with Tom Brady. Now, Tom Brady had more zip than Peyton, but he too was very immobile. Now he knew what Brady did, and Peyton too, but what Brady did, I think, better than anybody is that he negotiated the pocket. So when you, oh, Tom Brady, we all saw the way he looked at his combine, scrawny, not a muscle on him, ran like a 5.240, whatever the heck it was. But what he was great at was in short space, a step here, a step up there, a little twist here, he can extend the pocket for another second, which gets his guy open. So I believe he was brilliant at that. And then somebody like Joe Montana, you know, Joe was smallish, and Joe didn't have a rocket either. Joe was more placement. So that's just kind of me throwing a few names on the table. I agree. Rodgers, most talented ever.
I'm trying to think. You have a comp for Jackson Dart? I really don't know.
I don't think the Mahomes one is terrible, myself. I don't. I've heard that. See, I don't think Rodgers, when I think Dart, and I almost hate to do this to the kid. Here I am, you know, three starts in saying he looks like Mahomes. I don't want to be that guy, but you know, if I'm asked the question, I'll give you a comp. He's not like Burrow.
Yeah, we've talked about Josh Allen, but
Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, if anything, to me, it's more, I think he's a better thrower at this point in his career than Lamar was when he first started out, and not as good of a runner. But that, to me, is a similar comp. A little Josh Allen in that he's fearless and reckless at times.
No
Allen
doubt.
Was like that early on.
Yep, but Allen's also 6'5", 245, and 6'2", for 225 for Dart.
Different body type, bigger arm. Like, so that's not a great comp. Lamar Jackson is a much faster runner, so I think Jackson's a more skilled runner than Dart, but I think that would, to me, be the closest comp as far as their games go. The RPO on the field. Not to me the greatest thrower, at least not yet. I'm not saying he can't improve on that, but and Jackson was not a good thrower, especially early on. I don't know. I think Dart is a guy to me that is maybe creating his own path here.
I think what Dart is, and this starts at a very early age, especially in like these hot states, these hotbeds. Not I mean a little bit New Jersey too, but when I say the hotbeds, I'm talking about Florida, Texas, California, Georgia, some other pockets around the country where you look at youth football. And some of these kids don't even start playing tackle, which is not a bad thing, by the way, for safety, until they're a little bit older. They start with 7-on-7 flag football, very elaborate passing concepts. And generally, when you start playing, when you're 7-8, who's playing quarterback? The best athlete.
Right.
And when you have that and you're throwing the ball from the age of 7, 8, 9, and guys are open three to the left and all these other things, you're really throwing. Now, by the time you get to high school, you're not Peyton. You're not a quarterback who's immobile, who's a one-trick pony. You are a dynamic quarterback. And I don't know who he compares to, but I'll say this. He's dynamic.
One guy that he reminds me of in only leadership and fiery competitiveness is Matt Ryan, who I think Matt Ryan should be a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think he will be. But Ryan was a fiery competitor right from the get-go. He was an elevator helping his teammates, you know, a leader like that. Now, totally different skill set.
Very different.
But that element, Jackson Dart reminds me of a cooler version of Matt Ryan.
I like Matt Ryan. I've always told you that.
Yeah.
Love
well,
him,
that, I mean, I love Matt Ryan. To me, that is
that's your guy?
Well, that's a great compliment to pay Jackson Dart in the leadership skill department. I think he's just got that it factor. But his skill set, to me, is unique. We've seen guys be great runners. We've seen guys be great throwers. You guys that young in this town, to have that skill set plus leadership ability, I think that's what's made them special here so far through three games. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you could always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Rogers and Comac wants to rip the Jets. What's up, Roger?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Rog.
So, I don't know if I'm so much wanting to rip the Jets, but listen, we gotta start looking at the bigger problem here. You see, I think the problem here is with the Jets' ownership. I mean, that's the common denominator. You look at Todd Bowles. You know, we were convinced that guy was in over his head. He didn't know what he was doing. He had the top pick in Sam Darnold and still couldn't win. Then, you know, something's got to be going on behind the scenes. I'm not trying to promote, like, conspiracy theories here. But maybe Woody is sticking his nose in places that it doesn't belong. I mean, look at Belichick. What was he? He was on for a couple minutes before he resigned as head coach of this team. Maybe he was on to something there. Now, let's get back to Glenn. Let's not pretend like Aaron Glenn walked into a world beer. This team was a disaster last year under Sol and Albrecht. What we're witnessing is a continuation of that disaster. It's not the optimal situation for a brand new head coach with no miles on the engine.
Yep.
I remember Zach Taylor. He looked lost before Joe Burrow save his skin in year two. Let's stop asking Glenn to play musical chairs with his quarterback room. I mean, Tyrod, he ain't the most durable QB in this league. Lose Tyrod, and what does Glenn have left? Brady Cook? Are you kidding me? Give the guy a break, grow a pair, and point the finger at the one hiding in the owner's box. That's Woody. You're a disgrace. Sell the team, go off, living off the hard work of your daddy and the Wood and Johnson family.
A little personal.
So much for not wanting to bash the Jets, Roger.
Yeah, I'm going
to
rip your dad while I'm at it as well, not just you.
I don't really want to bash the Jets, and he takes a blowtorch to the entire organization, specifically the owner's box.
Was he wrong?
Look, to me, the owner stuff is, there's no point talking about it because it's not going to change. However, I think it's very foolish to continue to blame the endless participants who have had success prior to arrival and post-arrival. Whether it's, as we mentioned before, the coaches, the quarterbacks, it's an endless carousel of people that have had success before, failed here, leave here, and go have success elsewhere. So something's got to be up. It can't just be Aaron Glenn sucks, he's over his head. Todd Bowles sucks, Robert Saleh sucks, Sam Darnold sucks, but they go elsewhere and have success. So,
nah, it was just bad timing, Sal. Yeah, didn't you get the memo? They were unlucky, those guys.
Jeff Ulbrich over his head.
It's Woody. Yeah. He's awful. He stinks.
I do think hiring.
He's lost.
I think that the structure of the organization should be, because Woody does want to win. It's not like he doesn't want to win.
He spent some money. I mean, but who doesn't want to win?
Well, I mean, some
people don't doubt that.
So, you know, some people don't care about it. They look at the bottom dollar
just in terms of financial things.
Yeah,
I guess so.
That's not Woody. I don't know if he
doesn't know how to win.
Correct. He needs to hire a president of football operations that is a football guy, and then get the hell out of the way. Not ask Charlie Casserly what he thinks, or Peyton Manning what he thinks, or anybody else. Hire a football guy that knows what he's doing, and then have him put the proper pieces in a place. It happened with Detroit.
I just wish he'd get lost, man. I really. I'm sorry. I'm not beating around the bush anymore when it comes to Woody Johnson and the Jets. He stinks. He stinks. He's always stunk, and he'll always stink. Doesn't mean that he won't get lucky at some point. I can't take it anymore. Like, really, this is, you talk about the definition of doing everything the same and hoping for a different result. You know where I'm at this point. I mean, I'm watching the games and I'm doing the pods, but I'm on my last leg with this team. Just because the correlation to these 25 plus years of basically ineptitude, if not more, it's Woody. I mean, and his brother, Chris, as well. And I've heard Chris is actually a pretty decent guy. And I met Woody, and he is a nice guy. So this is not personal. It might sound that it's not. He's just not good at his job. And I do agree it's kind of a fruitless endeavor to bring up the owners, because there's nothing that we can do to get them to sell the team. I understand that. The only reason I bring it up is to direct the spotlight on what I perceive to be the biggest issue, and it's him.
But he did hire the head coach that you wanted, and you weren't alone. Many people wanted them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, I want a Vrabel first.
Yeah. Okay, but think about this. So now this goes back to really the root of the issue. Why do you think BB resigned as HC of the NYJ? Seriously, that's where it goes back to.
I know. But let me ask
now,
you this.
BB's got his own problems right now.
Let me ask you this. If he leaves Carolina and the Jets go 1-16, do you call the Belichick?
Yeah,
I don't even know if we can get into today. Good God.
I would, and I would have hired him this past offseason. The Jets wouldn't even take his call, but
yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody worth the salt at this point wants to be the head coach with the Jets, because they know the dynamics.
Well, Aaron does, which is why I've got Aaron's back. And, you know, not blindly, but I believe he's a smart man. I believe he's the leader of men. I also understand, like every Jet fan that sits there and watches every snap, just how broken and lifeless and inept it's been for a long time. So there's no magic wand, but I mean, Sal said this earlier in the week. It would be nice, just even though I don't think that they will win, it would be nice to bag a win just to quiet the noise a little bit and get the messaging reinforced in the locker room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.